Good morning, everyone. I want to start with a couple of verses. Galatians 5:22 says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Hebrews 13:16, "Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." Galatians 6:9-10, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, if we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith." Author Bruce Larson lives in California. He's got a young family. A while back, he took them on a family bike trip. They're on a trail. They saw a sign that says Naturalist Camp. He's thinking, how great. We're going to bike this way and see nature. Soon he found out what Naturalist Camp actually meant, as 6 completely naked bikers came up and rode alongside his family. Just as he was wondering what his children were thinking, his 5-year-old pipes up and says, "Dad, they're not wearing helmets." Sometimes it's hard to discern the most important thing. If you're like me, the last week has been kind of like that. A lot of speculation, a lot of breaking news, lots of ideas about remedies and precautions. A lot of them turned out to be nonsense. And yet, there's no escaping the fact we're in a different season. Most of us can't remember anything quite like the season we're in. Certainly the virus is contagious and must be taken seriously. I appreciate and affirm all the hard decisions that leaders have made in recent days to cancel things, even the decisions here to make some adjustments. The virus isn't the only thing that's been contagious. We've witnessed an almost unprecedented outbreak of fear and blaming and greediness. Speaking of that, I got $50 for anybody who wants to sell me one of those jumbo packages of toilet paper. In this outbreak of fear, the church has an opportunity to step in and be a witness. Maybe we need to change some things about how often we meet in our building, but the Church of Jesus is not closed. In fact, more than ever, we need to be open to ways that God can use us. We need to be a different kind of contagious. Let us spread kindness in abundance. As we wash our hands, certainly we should be looking for ways to wash feet. Let us be known for compassion to those most affected. If we do, perhaps we'll realize that kindness is catching. Our son Sam and his fiancée Brittany were at the grocery store Friday night. Man behind him in line had just a couple of things in his basket, and so they urged him to go first. The man paid for his groceries and then insisted that the clerk credit his $20 in change to Sam's bill. He was halfway out the door before Sam and Brittany realized what had happened. Sam noted that he was moved by this simple gesture of generosity and kindness. He said, "We're to be light on a hill." He said this episode reminded him, "I need to look for ways to be light in darkness." Indeed, for a lot of people, it's a dark time. And if you're glued to cable news, it just keeps getting darker. Because, sadly, in the news business, fear pays the bills. And fear is a motivator. Fear of the Lord is a positive thing that Scripture says is the beginning of wisdom. But fear of about anything else is a bad idea. And that's why hope is so important. It's the antidote to fear. So may we spread hope. Right now, our communities need the witness of people who maintain a non-anxious persistence and presence. It's a time to model what we say that we really believe about the sovereignty of God, the love of Christ, the assurance of a future glory by the Lord's promise through His Spirit. Which, by the way, is pretty hard to do if you're freaking out. Remember your Creator in the days of your fear. Who knows? Perhaps our calm could be contagious and point to the one who's the true healer. The spirit of fear is not from God, but the spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, and self-discipline is. And that should not be quarantined. In this regard, the church needs to be contagious. And like the virus that moves in a stealthy fashion, so must we. Only boasting in Christ, giving God the glory for all He's done. I'm always reminded of a scene from the movie Return to Me. In it, there was a pompous contributor to the public zoo who seemed to brag endlessly to anyone who would listen about his enormous anonymous contributions. Not so anonymous. Giving is not generosity when it's done for personal gain. Generosity should cost something. It's not a trade. Generosity is not generosity when there's a quid pro quo, when there's an expectation of a resounding attaboy for doing it. That includes not bragging about worshiping. Jesus says, better to say, we're unworthy servants. He's got another way. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may have glory from men. He says, do it a different way. He goes on to say, do it in secret. Put a smile on your face. Contribute with joy. Don't act like a martyr. Don't push God out of the spotlight so you can get the credit. Give the Lord center stage. Dr. Larry Brilliant is an epidemiologist who helped fight smallpox. He was asked, is there a brighter side to the virus? He said, well, I'm a scientist, but I'm also a person of faith. And I can't ever look at something without asking the question of, isn't there a higher power that in some way is going to help us be the best version of ourselves that we can be? He's speaking of God's genius way of redeeming even the bad stuff. The doctor goes on to talk about kindnesses that he's seen, about nurses and doctors who've worked ridiculous hours to serve people. He concludes this way, when we do get through it, maybe it'll cause us to re-examine what we've caused and what the fractional division is that we see in our country. The virus is an equal opportunity infector. We would be better off if we saw ourselves that way, which is a lot more alike than different. God says it over and over again, there's tremendous power and influence in humble service. Jesus shows us we go high in influence when we're willing to go low and wash feet. Let's take advantage of opportunities to be light in darkness. Let's be contagious in love and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Indeed, it's a time for social distancing, but not spiritual distancing. Let's not quarantine the Spirit of God. We say it all the time. The church is not the building, and it's not. Well, the church of the Lord is open for business. The words of Esther 4:14 ring true. Who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Sin's an equal opportunity infector. We have the cure. While Jesus was washing feet, he was washing souls, inoculating us to the virus of sin. Have you responded to the gospel? If you haven't, you have the opportunity. The opportunity to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he gave himself on the cross for you. If you're so needed, you can come repenting, confessing him, being baptized, washing away the old to begin anew as we stand and sing.